apologize for that. Okay, so Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Dennis Olison.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Paul Greeno.
Here.
Paul Kottner requested to be excused tonight.
Okay, I'll look for a motion.
I'll move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 7-0. Next item on the agenda is an executive session. Mr. City Manager, do you want us to break now?
We can do it after. It's going to be a short session, so we could do it.
But whatever your preference.
Let's do it after. Thanks for asking.
Do it after, okay.
Is there any decision to be made?
No.
I think I'm going to have to
skip
out a little early in the meeting.
Oh, well, you do?
If we're not done by 7:30.
I think we probably will be done by then.
Okay. Audience participation?
Your Honor, I had talked to Susan Marks, and because we had the executive session planned, I told her about 6:30.
Okay.
So she is not here.
Well, why don't we just let Susan speak when she arrives?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
I guess I should also mention I indicated to another person who's on the agenda that there was the executive session, and they may be late as well.
Okay, well, what we'll do is just slip the audience participation down a little further. Now, any written communications?
We received emails from the following people regarding the Marine Park: Angie Dixon, Melissa Cruz, Stephen Stacy Brentston, Carly Lipinski, Patty Rogers, and Tracy Hall.
Okay. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Look forward to motion.
Move approval. Second.
Okay. Okay, this is a motion to approve bills of $166,620.70 and approval of the council minutes for June the 9th, 2014. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion will carry 7-0.
Six
to zero.
Keep looking down, I can't find them.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Next item is council action items. The first item is resolution 1644-14. Adopting the six-year transportation improvement program 2015 to 2020. Raven, that's yours?
Yes, it is mine. So at our last meeting, we held a public hearing on the six-year transportation improvement program. We had probably the best audience than we've ever had with very little comments, so we're very excited about that. As we indicated in our presentation, the projects that are on the TIF are eligible for federal funding, so it's not necessarily every project that we can possibly think of that the city might undertake for our transportation system, but specifically ones that may have potential for state or federal funding. Based on information from the Community Development Service Department as through the Parks and Recreation Board. We did add one project since our last meeting, and that is the Peace Portal Community Trail Phase 2. I will also say that we have been contacted through CDS by the Parks District, and they're interested in working with us on a non-motorized plan between Blaine and Birch Bay. It's not specific enough yet to put on the TIP. My goal will be over the course of the next year before we bring you a new TIP to have more conversation with them back and forth and to try to develop exactly what that might be so that we can add it in the future. I'm a real advocate of non-motorized transportation, and so I'm very happy to pursue that.
Would that be a later addition, like the 2020, or looking at something a little closer?
I don't know. Again, the order in which the projects are represented, if they're totally unfunded, really are not necessarily the one at the end is 2020 necessarily. But in any event, we're proposing to proceed with the street fund CIP. Following the TIP process, these projects will be added, at least the ones in the first 6 years. We ask that you move forward with the adoption of the STIP before July 1st, so this would be the opportunity if there are any further comments or changes. Otherwise, we would request that council adopt Resolution 1644-14 to adopt the 2015-2020 six-year transportation improvement program.
Okay.
And I'm here if you have any questions.
Okay, they're asking for a motion that we recommend after considering, no, I guess they're making a recommendation that we adopt Resolution 1644-14, adopting the 2015-2020 six-year transportation improvement program as provided by RCW 35.77.010 and RCW 36.81.121 of state law.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has. Okay. Any other questions or comments regarding this item? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Next item on the agenda is Resolution 1645-14, the Water Use Efficiency Goals. Raven?
Yes, as with the TIP, we held a public forum at our last council meeting to discuss some of the accomplishments that we've made over the last 6 years relating to water use efficiency, and requested your input in terms of moving forward with a new resolution for a goal for the next 6 years. Per that direction, to kind of keep on doing what we're doing, what we have before you is a resolution that essentially readopts the city's conservation program to reduce the weather-adjusted annual peak season demand by 1% each year for the period 2014 to 2019. Along with that, we will continue our goal to keep the water loss below 10%. That's actually a state requirement, and so I didn't actually add it into the water use efficiency plan because it's already a state requirement. Therefore, staff recommends the council adopt Resolution 1645-14, establishing the continuation of the water use efficiency goals for 2014 to 2019. And I'm here if you have any questions.
Any questions for Raven?
Yes.
Go ahead, Paul.
Remind me, if you will, you said that the goals are weather adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
Are they also population adjusted?
No. The way that it works is it looks for the peak day demand, which is the real driver in terms of capacity. And so the peak day is considered to encompass the 61 days of top use between July and August.
Okay, but if the population were to increase by 10%,
mm-hmm.
one would expect the peak day demand to increase by perhaps 10%.
Well, if we had that level of a population gain, that I guess that would be possible. We haven't seen that in Blaine or Birch Bay over the course that we've been tracking the information.
No, I understand that, of course. But I'm just suggesting that perhaps controlling for population as well as controlling for weather,
mm-hmm.
regardless of how slight the population growth might be,
sure.
it would seem to be prudent.
We'd be happy to include that amendment and revise the resolution if you would like.
Again, I don't want to be a stick in the progress.
No, I think it's a reasonable suggestion, and we're happy to do that.
Raven? Could that be the basis for calculating? It would be based on the population. So that would be a factor that would always be there.
I think that it could be a factor in with the the weather, and what I would do would be to...
I mean, if everybody moves out of town, too, they would...
There you go.
Yeah.
Are you proposing that?
So, yeah, I guess my friendly amendment would be to say that the peak day is considered to encompass 61 days included in the city's July and August billing cycles, comma, adjusted per population as needed, or something like that. Okay.
Okay. Staff are recommending that we adopt Resolution 1645-14 as amended, establishing water use efficiency goals for 2014 to 2019. Anyone care to make a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, a motion has been made and seconded. Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 6-0.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is the extension of the Hughes Avenue General Binding Site Plan.
Mr. Mayor, this item is coming up a little quicker on the agenda than I had expected. Mr. Campbell, the applicant's engineer, had asked approximately what time we might get to this, and given Ms. Mark's comments in the executive session, I told him about 6:45. So a couple options. One would be to just continue, although if you have questions for him, it would obviously make sense to wait for him. Another might be to move on to refunding the electrical revenue bond, and perhaps Mr. Campbell will be here by the time we get back to this item.
Okay, let's move to the next item, the electrical revenue bond. Okay, that is Ordinance 14-2856, refunding of the electric revenue bond.
Good evening. I'm going to turn this over to David Tragesser. He's the city's bond placement agent on this deal. And as you know, he's assisted the city on a number of bond deals over the last few years. So,
David.
Thanks very much, Jeff. Mayor and Council, pleasure to be here again. Dave Tragesser, Managing Director of Public Finance for D.A. Davidson. And up for your consideration tonight is the what we call a delegation bond ordinance. This is for the current refunding of the 2004 bonds, electric revenue bonds for debt service savings, similar to refinancing your home mortgage. We're talking here about a redeeming 2004 bonds that have an average rate of about 4.23 and issuing new bonds at a lower rate. Currently, we expect the rate to be at 1.95%. That rate will be locked in tomorrow, assuming you pass the ordinance tonight. If that occurs, we expect the net savings, net of all costs, to be over $130,000 over the remaining approximately 5 years of the bonds. And the action item tonight is the bond ordinance that authorizes the escrow agreement with U.S. Bank, which will pay off your old bonds. It also authorizes your finance director and city manager to finalize all the terms and conditions of the bonds, and we expect to do that tomorrow. The ordinance has been prepared by your bond counsel, Foster Pepper. I've reviewed it. It's a standard bond ordinance. Many of the covenants, terms, and conditions in this ordinance are identical to the terms and conditions that you have currently in your 2004 bonds. There are a few differences to reflect that this is a what we call a direct purchase bond. The bond was not offered to the general public. It was placed with one sophisticated investor, in this case, Capital One. Capital One is the purchaser of your bond last year for your QECD, your energy conservation bond. They're very familiar with the city and have provided an aggressive proposal to purchase this bond as well. I'd be glad to answer any questions about the bond ordinance. I did want to point out Section 20, if I could, which is the delegation portion of the ordinance on the top of page 26. Essentially, this ordinance authorizes the finance director, city manager, in his absence, to finalize the terms and conditions so as two conditions are met. Those two conditions are that you're issuing not more than $2.4 million of bonds, and you're also, the bond will have an interest rate no greater than 2.4%. We think we'll be comfortably under that tomorrow when we finalize the numbers.
Any questions for Mr. Tragesser?
you had said that the savings would be $100,000 over 5 years, and you had cited an interest rate of 1.8%, if I recall correctly. And what you said subsequently is that the interest rate could be as much as 2.4%.
Let me go back and review your numbers. We reasonably expect the number tomorrow to be 1.95%.
Okay.
The delegation ordinance, which is a which has the authority, it says that the negotiated amount will be no greater than 2.4%. So if for whatever reason this financing got delayed, we weren't able to get things finalized tomorrow, as we expect we will, we have more time under the ordinance. And if, for the worst case, if interest rates went up, we'd have the authority for your staff to finalize things as long as the rate did not exceed 2.4%. And even at the 2.4% rate, you're still saving $100,000 net of all costs. But we think the number will be approximately $130,000 tomorrow.
Okay, that's the difference. That's what I wanted to hear. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, any questions for Jeff?
So the approximate $100,000 is after what we're paying Foster Pepper, Mr. Traeger.
Roughly, yeah.
It's after. So it's truly a net cost after all that. Okay.
Are there any other further questions? Okay. Staff wants us to waive the second reading. They're recommending that we waive the second reading and approve Ordinance 14-2856, authorizing the issuance of an electric revenue refunding bond in the principal amount of not to exceed $2.4 million, or as an alternative, do nothing at this time. Would anyone care to make a motion on either of those options?
I move we go with option one.
Second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded. Are there any other questions or comments? If not, I'll call for the vote. All in favor of option one, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Option one passes 6-0.
Thank you.
Okay, we're still on the extension of Hughes Avenue. Is it possible to wait, or?
I think we could go into closed session.
Why don't we go to the closed session?
We can probably get it done.
And then we'll come back and attempt to deal with the Hughes Avenue.
Thanks.